My main reason for this trip is to work with African countries on developing responses to these crimes in Africa. I spent most of the time on this trip in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where together with the Congolese civil society and the Minister of Justice, we're moving forward together on a proposal to have mixed chambers to try serious violations of international humanitarian law in the Congolese justice system. I was in Senegal working with them on the proposal for this ad hoc court that will try Hissène Habré under the AU mandate, and looking in other places for ways that we can strengthen the judicial system in Africa. That's very consistent with complementarity. Complementarity of the ICC is the ICC only gets involved when there's no will or capacity at the national level, and so we want to, where there's a will, we want to certainly try to get in and help develop in partnership the capacity.
Ambassador Rapp, you were just in Kenya recently. What is the Obama administration's stance on the issue of the ICC's trial of these six suspects, especially when they just received a homecoming rally or prayer, as they described it?
We're very much for accountability for the crimes committed that left 1,200 Kenyan innocent people brutally murdered, 300,000 dislocated, and Kenyans strongly believe that there needs to be justice, and before the 2012 elections, because it could be worse next time. We had pressed for the establishment from very early on of a special tribunal in Kenya to do that. We supported the report of Justice Waki and had urged that to be done and had pushed that issue. I've been to Kenya three or four times asking and pressing for that to be done. I was meeting with the police commissioner this week saying we're still willing to help in any way that we can.
Well, Ambassador Rapp, we all heard what went on in Ivory Coast recently. Are you supporting the efforts of the ICC to investigate and to punish the perpetrators of these crimes?
Well, that's the president, I think, has spoken specifically to the issue of Cote d'Ivoire. And first, I should note that the United Nations Human Rights Council established a commission of inquiry, and we look forward to its investigation of all perpetrators of violations of international humanitarian law on both sides of this conflict.
What would be your message to these African countries' cooperation with the ICC to investigate these issues?
Well, our advice is don't commit the crime if you don't want to do the time. I mean, fundamentally, it's the same thing that we have in all of our civilizations. People that injure others, that target the innocent, expect consequences. And so, when people protest in the street and they complain about your rule, fairly or unfairly, the answer is to engage with them in a process of dialogue and develop institutions where disputes can be resolved by majority rule according to the law, and these issues won't arise.